Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, the thing about having a car is that it represents independence. And for older people, that is particularly the case. So the decision to give up driving can be an extremely painful one. The columnist Mary Kenny says she's close to making that decision. Good afternoon, Mary.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Have you set yourself a deadline?
Well, the tax on my current vehicle runs out in May. So, you know, I feel I have to quit by then. Although I'm still slightly in denial about it because I really, really don't want to do it. I've seen, you know, my contemporaries one by one, they're talking about quitting driving as they age. And then sometimes, certainly as with a friend of mine, it happened, she got a rather bad report from her optician. And, you know, her sight was impaired to some extent. And her license was just taken away from her. And she's been absolutely devastated for about a year about this. Because, as you say, for older people, particularly, driving is a form of independence. And, you know, women, in a way, had to fight to drive. Well, we won't say fight, but it was quite a long period where women seldom drove and where it was usually a man's occupation. And I think the car liberated women terrifically in the late 1950s and the 60s when it started. And so it is sad to have to give up your independence. But the British data shows that drivers over 80 do have more accidents. I mean, young drivers have more accidents as well, those between 18 and 24. But those over 80 are vulnerable because their cognitive abilities are sort of deteriorating a bit, and they don't judge distances so well or speeds so well. And women over 80 are more vulnerable than men as well. So these are quite kind of serious. This is quite serious considerations, because it would be dreadful if you killed someone or injured somebody because of your age.
Yes, absolutely. Now, in the UK, what are the rules in terms of your driving licence? Do you reach an age where you have to renew it once a year?
You have to renew it every 3 years. I think it's the same in Ireland, 75. And you just have to say that your eyesight is good enough. You just tick a box. Whereas there is some pressure building up to say, you know, that older people should be tested. Their eyesight should be tested, because there have been, excuse me, cases where older people have had accidents and it was found that they couldn't read a registration number at 20 metres. That's about the length of about five cars, my optician explained to me. Look at five cars ahead of you, and if you can read the registration on the fifth car ahead of you when parked in the line, then your eyesight is good enough. I've passed the eyesight test, although I do have a little bit of impairment in the right eye, but I'm fit to drive. But I am sort of realising that, you know, time is catching up with me. And I am terribly sad, you know, and my dear little car is almost like a pet. It's almost like a sort of household pet, you know, and I talk of it in kind of anthropomorphising ways. You know, I say the dear little car and how loyal it is and how sweet it is and how it's never let me down. Actually, it is beginning to age a little bit myself as well. So all these factors. Another factor, I suppose, that older people also do realise is that insurance tends to go up. Insurance increases with age because, obviously, insurance is based on risk. So it becomes more expensive as well. But it's really tough on people who live in rural areas where maybe there isn't a bus service, it's hard to get a taxi. You know, these are real considerations as well.
Yeah, and have you had any incidences or moments when you were driving when you thought, maybe it's time to start thinking about giving up?
Well, actually, you know, just recently I did hit a curb, clipped a corner curb. And, of course, I made an excuse to myself. It was terrible weather, you know, it could have happened. There was nobody there, but there could have been a pedestrian there. And it did shake me a little bit. And I thought, that's not a good sign. You know, I should have judged that better. It's judgment of distances that is that, you know, that's in question. And it's a shame in a way, because some of the Irish data is better about older drivers. I mean, the National Office for Traffic Medicine in Ireland has emphasized that older drivers are often very responsible drivers. And of course, they're more experienced than younger drivers. Younger drivers have quicker reactions, of course. But older drivers are more experienced. And that, but there's another problem that also arises, Sean, which is older drivers find nighttime driving harder.
Yes. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that's quite a common thing, I think. Yeah.
You know, I'm sure you're too young to encounter any of these things.
Have you kind of thought about, when you do it, how you're going to get around?
Well, I mean, I suppose, yes, I have. And I'm sort of preparing myself mentally for, you know, you can get taxis and you can get buses. And it's always a very good thing to walk. And friends will give you a lift. But, you know, you're always in this position where you have to plan this sort of thing. Mm. You have to coordinate with the bus timetables, and of course, these get fewer in the evening. And, you know, you've got to make sure you can get a taxi. You can't always get a taxi. They're sometimes, you know, they're not available. So life becomes less spontaneous. You can't suddenly just jump into the car and go to the movies, you know, or jump into the car and go and see a pal in another town. So I think that's a sad thing. And also there's another sort of psychological aspect, which is one of the fears that older people have. They don't want to become a burden. I mean, even in this much more serious question, which is being debated in the UK at the moment, of assisted dying, one of the great things that older people say all the time is, I don't want to become a burden. And I think that is also linked into the issue of driving, because, you know, older people don't want to be a burden. They don't want to be a nuisance to other people, always having to get a lift. And so on. And so again, the car, you know, comes into its own. And one of the things is, I stopped drinking alcohol in the 1990s. And after I became so very sober, I was terribly proud of myself that I was the person who could always drive people home sober. You know, so I could be the one who was always a sober driver. And I felt was making my contribution to society in that way. So there's another sort of role that has gone. But look, in life, you have to give up things in life sometimes. You know, as life goes on, you have to give things up. And you do get compensations for giving things up. Usually there's always a plus side. For example, saving more money. I'll save a lot more money on insurance. And, you know, cars need servicing. They need tax. They need petrol. And, you know, they constantly need money and attention, parking and so on. So you can look on that side as well and try to emphasize the positive.
Yes, indeed.
And think of the good times. But I did have a dream, you know, of driving a camper van across France. And I think really I'll have to let go of that dream now.
Ah, well, maybe somebody else will drive you in a camper van across France. Mary, thank you very much for talking with us today. And best of luck with that. That was the journalist and columnist of the Irish Independent, Mary Kenny there. Someone says, tell her not to give up her car till her knees can't press the brake anymore. If she can afford a new car with all the beeping technology, it automatically stops you. Someone else says, losing the driving is a huge loss of independence, even for younger folk. I was off the road for 3 years in 2003 to 2006 as a result of an epilepsy diagnosis. And the time wasted on waiting for buses and the time lost when only travelling from A to B. I can well imagine it. Someone else says, I'm dreading the day I have to give up driving. I'm a 10-minute drive to the local shop with no public transport to be seen. I would hate to be relying on family for lifts. Someone else says, our neighbour just turned 80 and has bought himself a brand new car. No stopping him. My mother drove until she was 93, says someone else. She was a very safe driver, and I can guarantee she was a better driver than some of the younger, reckless people on the road. Well, no doubt about it. But I suppose for a lot of people who might be living in fairly rural areas and there maybe isn't family, or you don't want to be, you know, ringing up your family all the time. You want to go anywhere. Your elderly guest reminds me of my very independent mam. OAPs should have a taxi pass instead of the bus pass, says Ger. That's a really, really good idea.
Moncrief. Weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7-day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com.